How to crunch your serviced accommodation figures. Whether you do rent to rent or you've purchased one, this video is for you. Hi, I'm Simon, best known for my rent to rent portfolio. I've done countless deals on the HMO and serviced accommodation side. I now use that cash flow to fund my personal portfolio, which I'm growing every single day. If you're brand new to the channel, you know what to do. Make sure you subscribe, like this video, hit the notification bell, comment below any questions you've got whatsoever. I check the feed every single day. And we've got new content every single Wednesday and Saturday. So make sure you subscribe to be the first to find out. So, serviced accommodation, there's massive opportunities, but the constant battle is sort of finding a way to navigate through the risk. And on this video, I'm going to break down how I crunch my figures. So the first thing I do when I'm looking at a property is I go on AirDNA, it's a great website, and I go on Airbnb and Booking.com and I do market research to find out exactly how much I can charge per night. Key, how much can you charge per night? And when I say how much you can charge per night, I just want to know the net figures to me. The net figures. Because if I start focusing on commissions and cleaning and this, that, and the other, the figures get too complicated. So what I want to do is I want to go on these online platforms and find out the exact nightly rate. Once I've got this figure, what I want to do then is I want to times it by the amount of days in a month to find out the total maximum amount of income I can generate. So quick maths, if it's £100 net to me after commissions, after cleaning, after everything, then what I would do is I would go £100 times 30, say, which is £3,000. Then what I want to do is I want to break even on 50% occupancy. So I slash that number down half. So now I've got £1,500. So out of that £1,500, I need to pay for the bills, the running costs, and I need to pay for the guaranteed rent or the mortgage if you've purchased this bad boy. As long as I can cover all those costs at 50% occupancy, then I'm good. Now, if I can't, two things need to happen. I need to either bring the cost down or I need to find a way to charge more. And I'm always conservative here. So I think I said it on another video. When I first put a new unit on, I use penetration pricing. And all that means is you start low to get the bookings in. Get the reviews, build it. Get the reviews, build it. Until you're at a point where the bookings start to dry up. Now, when the bookings dry up, you probably know you're charging a little bit too much. Mind you, keep in mind a lot of people, especially businesses, are going to book their SA units late. So just because you've not got no bookings tomorrow, don't panic. Sometimes I get last minute bookings all the time. So be patient when you hit that level, because what you don't want to do is get a bit scared and then drop them when you could have actually got a massive booking. So you'll go £80, get a few bookings, £100, get a few bookings, £120, get slightly less bookings, £140, bookings dry up, £130, until you get that sweet spot where you're maximizing your cash flow. If I see my calendars filling up too quick, I'm like, yeah, I'm a bit too cheap, okay? I'm a bit too cheap. So what I do is I always work out my figures on a conservative basis. And if I'm looking good at £100 at 50% occupancy, what happens when I start building up? I'm gonna go through the roof. I've had properties where I thought the cash flow would be £1,000 and it's actually closer to £2,000. So once you've actually established that, yeah, do you know what? We're breaking even at 50, 45, 40, you know, 55% tops occupancy, it's a deal. Then all you gotta do is work out how much money you're gonna spend on it, okay? How much money you've got to spend. If you've got to spend, say, £5,000, and you know that at 100% occupancy, you could be doing £2,000, you know you're breaking even quickly, it's a deal, crack on, go for it. But a key factor with serviced accommodation is location, okay? I've got 8 key considerations, which I will do in a separate video one time. Make sure you subscribe to find that, where I basically go through all the market research and there's 8 key considerations, which lets me know if an SA unit is gonna work. And to share a couple with you, I wanna be near a major city. or I want to be near attractions. You know, I want to be near an Alton Towers or a Wembley Stadium, or I want to be near a big hospital. So what I would do is I would look and I would think, well, okay, if I'm going to break even at, say, 55%, but I'm bang next to a big attraction, I might be willing to go ahead and do that. So to conclude, how do you crunch your service accommodation figures? Work out your nightly rate, okay? Lean, net, to you. Add the commission on top and then add the cleaning fee on top. You just want to know what's net to you. Times it by the amount of days in a month, i.e. 30. Go 50%, and that's what you want to be operating on your running costs. If the answer to that's yes, then you can work out the cash flow at 60, 80%, 100%, and that's where the magic happens. Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.